morning, everybody. I'm Sarah DeFreitas. There's a lot of Sarahs here, but I'm Sarah DeFreitas. I'm going to talk to you briefly today about something that I came upon a few years ago, and it's been really helpful for me to connect with the Word every day and hopefully encourage you all to also deepen your faith by reading through the Bible with a program called the Bible Recap. The Bible Recap. There should be some slides. I don't know. Are they coming up? Okay, awesome. There we go. So just a little about me. I'm originally from the Dallas, Texas area, so I grew up in church and then found my own way after. I'm married to my high school sweetheart, Eric, who's also from Dallas. We have three kids, Gavin, Kirsten, and Cameron. Gavin's 9, Kirsten's 8, and then Cameron just turned 5. So we're newer to the area. We moved to Lafayette about 3 years ago. And at that point, I went from working 4 days a week, 4 or 5 days a week as a physician assistant to being a stay-at-home mom. And while that is definitely a privilege and a blessing, it was a very challenging transition. Thankfully, my friend Mary Bester back there that I also grew up with in Texas invited me here to Moms, so I started coming to Moms maybe like 6 months into moving here. And then at the end of that year, I randomly saw a high school friend mention that she was finishing reading the Bible with the Bible Recap. And I was curious about what it was, so I kind of looked a little bit more into it. And since then, it's basically a reading plan that takes you day by day chronologically through the Bible. So I started that when my youngest was about to turn 3, and I've done it twice, and I started it again this year for the third time. I've learned a ton, and it's really connected me to God's Word and kept me just in the Word daily, whereas normally this was coming from someone that could not finish one devotional. I just would lose interest and then move on to something else. Has anyone done the Bible Recap, know what it is, used it? So some people, but I'll just give you kind of a overview, but it's a daily reading plan that takes you chronologically, so it tells the Bible in a story rather than just reading book by book, which I thought was really helpful to kind of understand better. And then you'll download a specific app, and I'll show them later and I can walk you through it. But within the Bible app on your phone, you just search for the plan, and it takes you day by day. It says day 1, day 2, whatever, you just follow the plan. So I'll show you a little video. Oh. Here, I'll show you a little video.
Have you ever closed your Bible and thought, what did I just read? If so, I'm here to help. I'm Tara Lee Cobble, and I host a short daily podcast called The Bible Recap, and I also have a book by the same name. Here's how The Bible Recap works. You'll just sign up for one of our reading plans here on the YouVersion app. The Bible Recap has a 1-year chronological whole Bible plan, and we also have a 3-month chronological New Testament plan. Regardless of which plan you choose, you'll have an average of about 12 minutes of reading each day, usually around 3 chapters. Then, you'll come to us to recap what you just read. Our short daily recaps are about 8 minutes each, and I offer historical and biblical context for what we've read, as well as connecting the dots throughout the whole chronological timeline of Scripture. I even work to help resolve those areas that seem like they may contradict each other. And we end each day's recap by focusing on what we learned about God in that day's reading. We call it our God shot, our snapshot of God and His character. You can find the Bible Recap podcast in your podcast app of choice, or you can watch the Bible Recap videos on our YouTube channel. The Bible Recap will not only help you read Scripture, but will help you understand it and love it. And we'd love for you to join us. Feel free to invite your friends, your family, small group, your entire church to join us too. You can find our plans here in the YouVersion app, and everything else you need is on the start page of our website, thebiblerecap.com. Have you ever closed your Bible?
Okay. All right, so that's just kind of what it is, and I just wanted to share kind of how I use it and what I've learned from it. So I usually listen to it while I'm doing everyday things, but I try to be intentional. So for me, and I know a lot of us, we pick up our phones first thing in the morning, and then it's easy to just be distracted with other stuff. So I try to be intentional, and as a rule for myself, just say I'm going to do my reading before I get into anything else, especially social media. I'm not someone that sits well, so I, like I said, I would get distracted and move on to other stuff. So I like to do it while I'm doing other things. And like Amy said in her talk, how can I make these everyday tasks more intentional and turn this towards, turning my heart towards God? So that really resonated with me. And so I'll do it while I'm making my kids breakfast, or while I'm driving home from dropping them off at school, or during a walk, or doing the dishes, all of those things. Instead of just worrying or thinking about what I could be doing, I turn that into more intentional time. You can also just use the plan as a way to look in your Bible. If you're someone that wants to be hands-on and use the Bible written, then you can do it that way, obviously. But what I've learned so much about the story itself, because a lot of times I would try to go into reading and I would not have enough context to really understand what I was reading, and so it just didn't have that big of an effect on me. But now when things come up in church or someone mentions something, I just have a better idea of what the story was or why these things were being said. But mostly what I've learned is that how much it's taught me so much about God and what he wants for our lives. And that's what I love about the way that Tara Lee Cobble recaps it, is that she focuses back on where do you see God in this story? What do you see about him, instead of always turning it to look at us? What does this mean for me? What should I be doing or not doing? So it's just such a good way to focus your intention and focus your attention, instead of always thinking about ourselves. I notice when I miss a few days, usually because I'm busy or I'm traveling or there's family in town, but I notice that life feels more chaotic, I'm rushing through things, and just overall not as much at peace when I'm missing that time. The great thing, though, also is I'm a type A person, and this has taught me that progress is better than perfection. Even if you miss a few days, you can always go back and catch up. So it's just, I'm doing way more than I would have been doing if I wasn't doing the plan. So even if you miss days, it's no big deal. You just catch up. And she always says, like, if you're behind and you're feeling bad about it, this is right where God wants you to be. So that's okay. Oh, good. So I just put up a picture of what the apps look like. So you can pull out your phones if you want, but this is the Bible app. A lot of people already have this app on their phone anyways. And then you just go down at the bottom. There's a little thing that says plans, and you use the magnifying glass to search, and it's just the Bible recap. And there's a New Testament plan, or there's the 365-day plan. So she does always say, during these videos, if you want to share this, tell people to start at the beginning. Don't jump in where we are now. So I started this at the beginning of the year. You could try to do like two a day and catch up, or just start now. It doesn't have to be, year by year. And if you guys have other questions, I'll come back in here at the end after our meeting time, and I'm happy to help anyone that wants to get set up. So lastly, I just had this Psalms 119:105. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. Thank you for listening. I hope that you feel encouraged to use this as a resource, and let me know if you have any more questions. That's their website, and they have all the information you could ever want to know on there. And oh, the last thing too, we got this year for our family, but it's the Bible recap for kids, and it's for kids 8 to 12 years old. You're supposed to read whatever you're reading that day and then recap it. My kids are a little young for it, so we just read what's in this book and I give them more information if they want it. But it gets them excited about it. And also, as a parent, it's just when your kids see you in the Word every day, they notice. Even if they don't seem interested, they know that it's a part of your life. And I love that my kids are able to see me doing this, and I hope you feel encouraged to do the same. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah, for your bravery getting up here. We have a little gift.
Thank you.
So obviously this is all about going deeper in our faith. And last week I talked about the faith tree. I don't know if anybody's had an opportunity to look at that again. And I mentioned that we want everyone to have a Bible, and I neglected to say, I have the Bible.